Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Does leaving voicemails make you nervous, Winter?
No, but I think when you're doing it in another language, it can make people feel a bit weird or nervous.
True. Well, since we are here to help, let's give our listeners 5 steps on how we leave a great voicemail.
是的，今天呢，我们就可以跟着 Tiffany 老师啊，一起来学一学怎么样来给对方在电话里留下一个语音信息 voicemail。这个在北美用的非常多哈。那也欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
You know what the first step would be? I know this sounds dumb, but please remember to say your name when leaving a voicemail.
是的，因为在北美呢，很多人的电话是那种他听这个语音信箱的时候啊，还没有来电显示的，所以呢，如果你不先说名字，他可能都不知道你是谁。
If you don't state your name, then the person might not know who left the message or who even called.
Let's say if you're leaving a message to your supervisor's office phone, who has a lot of people to look over and remember, it would be best to leave your name. Every time I leave a voicemail, I say,Hi, this is Winter.
If you're trying to sound friendly or casual, you could say, Hey, this is Winter. Or, What's up? This is Winter.
Yes, exactly. Please remember that letting the person know who you are is important. The first step.
Very important.
Yeah. 所以留下语音信息第一步先自报姓名。
The second step is to let them know why you are calling in the first place.Remember, this is a voicemail, so don't leave a super long voicemail or a really long reason about why you're calling.
对，言简意赅，把你打电话给他们到底有什么事情说清楚。For example, you could say, I just wanted to call to remind you of the birthday party on Saturday. 那我打电话来呢，就是要提醒你周六的生日聚会。
I just wanted to blah blah blah.Is a great phrase to use to let the other person know what you're going to say next is the reason for the call.
Right. I just want to call to blah 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 blah. 那这个句型呢，就是大家可以直接拿来用的了，可以直接抄作业的哈。I just want to call to 干什么什么什么事情。那 another example would be, I'm calling because I'm not going to the party.
Yes, I'm calling because blah blah blah. Another great phrase to use.
Right, I'm calling because 我打电话是因为啊，然后后面就说事情你打电话的原因。
Third, is to let the person know what they should do next. Should they call you back or not call you back?
是的，说清楚我为什么打这通电话之后呢，我们就应该要告诉对方，你是希望他回一个电话给你，还是说呢就并不需要了，只要他。听了你的 message 就够了。So let's talk about some ways that they can do that. Would you get back to me? Is a nice way to let the person know that you want them to call you back.
Would you get back to me? Also, you could say, Would you get back to me by tomorrow? To give a specific time that you want them to call you back.
Right. 你能在明天之前给我回个电话吗？Would you get back to me by tomorrow?
There's also, give me a call when you can.
This phrase isn't that time sensitive, right?
Right.
这个说法就好，没有那么着急了。就是你什么时候有时间了，给我回个电话，给我回个信儿就行。Give me a call when you can.
Yeah, it's a more casual way to say, call me back when you have time. No rush.
Whenever you're free.So, it is the same as give me a call when you can too. Just another way to say it.
Exactly. So, fourth is leaving your number or contact information. This is especially true when you are calling someone for the first time.
Right. 大家别忘了，第四个步骤啊，紧接着呢，你就要再报一次你的电话号码了。You could say, my number is 359-284-9856.
Exactly. Another way you could say it is you can reach me at 617-593-0952.
Yeah.
And something that you should definitely do is repeat the number twice. So just in case they don't get it the first time.
哦，对，而且啊，一般呢，我们都会在留下电话号码的时候，把你的电话号码说两次，以防对方呢不记得，对吧？没有记下来。Okay, so you can even leave a voicemail and leave your email.
Yes, you can definitely give your email, but it is better to give your number. Also, sometimes you could say what time they should call you back, when you're saying this, just to remind them again, just in case you're busy doing something else.
Yep.
So, fifth.Is just say goodbye.
Okay, I think we all know how to say goodbye.
Of course, but sometimes people might think your message got cut off or you didn't finish your message.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. You probably don't want them to think something bad happened if something didn't.
Exactly. Let's give them a few fun ways to say goodbye on a voicemail.
Hope you're having a good day. It's nice, right?
Right, or I like to say, like, take care.
Okay, a casual way to say goodbye is to say, have a good one, have a great one.
Yeah, I feel like we use it on the podcast to say goodbye sometimes. It's a good one to, like, remember.
Right. 而且现在这种特殊的时候呢，我们还经常会说, stay safe.
That's a good one, yes.
Yeah, so everyone nervous about leaving voicemails can follow these steps to leave the perfect voicemails now.
The perfect voicemails. I think that's all the time we have today, though.
Yeah, 最后呢，也欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Winter. See you next time.
Take care.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。